says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wyndham boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught
welcome
him
to
be
show,
a business
folks.
Man.
Hey, thanks for tuning the Trump Phenomenon in here. Here on Sunday, April, got that part right, 19th, 2020. This is James Kelso. We'll be together for 2 hours of Sunday Spectacular, and I hope some of you will call in at 800-313-9443. Nobody has sent in any pantyhose yet. That is for a pop filter for my microphone. So right now, you're going to hear a little bit of a scratchy noise. I took one sock. I'm going to take it off. There we go. And I've got a lighter sock. This might work as a pop filter until I get the pantyhose. Let's see here. That might work right there. All right, we'll see if that works as a pop filter. And of course, the purpose of a pop filter is to prevent when you do something like pop, pop, so that doesn't make a burst of air into the microphone. We'll see if. But this is James Kelso. I'm your host. The show is live. Always a self-evident aspect to the show. And I think we have good material here for a show. I'm going to start you out with a bang. And I'll play you a few minutes of a great, great radio show, TV show yesterday by Judge Jeanine Pirro. Wow, is this lady a class act? What a patriot. I'll play you just a couple of minutes of Jeanine Pirro, and that should be food for thought for today's program, and then we'll move on to other, I think, good developments. I don't know of any train wrecks that have occurred in the 2 days since we last met up Friday in the Trump Clubhouse Friday night. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and here we are on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Saturdays, we just don't have a radio show, but Jeanine Pirro does. So let's listen to her for a little bit. You are going to love it. Is that guy for, what is it, Men's Warehouse? You're going to love my suits. I guarantee it. So, I guarantee you're going to love Jeanine Pirro here. Here she comes. And it's her opening statement, which is often quite a thriller. Let me find it for you. Is this it? Yes, it is, except I've lost her opening statement somehow. Let's see here. Let's see if it's in here. Okay, I think I found it. Yes, I did find it. And the opening statement starts at 1752, so I'll put the timeline back there. And then listen up. This is, you know, with people this good, it's hard to say this is the best or the best ever. They keep topping themselves. Donald Trump has that nice problem. So does Judge Jeanine Pirro. So does Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. They all do. They're really good. So here she is. Let me move the timeline just a little bit more here. Move it up just a wee bit here. All right, so this is her opening statement. Get closer to your speakers and gather the children around. She's going to get pretty animated in this opening statement. And I like her closing. She says, "Keep your damned hands off of us." That's her closer line. You're going to love the way she builds to that. Get it to turn on here. What happened? Okay. How did I lose her? Oh, I had her just a moment ago, and now I've lost her. Where did I lose her? Make sure everything's plugged in. Oh, I muted her up here on top. There's so many different buttons that you can mute. There we go. Now we're going to hear her. Here she comes. And move it forward just a wee bit. Here she is, the inimitable Judge Jeanine.
Lisa and more. It's an important hour and you're not going to want to miss it, but first, I open. You can't keep Americans down. Born of rebellion and revolution, we are ready to fight. It's in our DNA. We're ready to fight the virus, ready to fight to get back to work, and ready to fight to reopen our country in a safe and strategic way. We get it. We're not stupid. We know to wash our hands, wear a mask, and keep our distance. We know to look for signs of the virus. We look to protect the vulnerable. We appreciate the numbers need to be contained as we go through the three phases of reopening. We know the virus can come back, and we will be ever vigilant to make sure a complete reopening is dependent upon the data. Now, we've been sheltered in place for weeks, and we are not children. We are capable of using our God-given common sense to protect ourselves and others. But there has to be a balance between physical safety and economic survival. More and more people becoming unemployed, 22 million so far. People watch their savings, their livelihood, and their dreams disappear. For some, there will simply be no business to rebuild. For others, there will be no coming back from the depths of depression, alcohol, or drug abuse. Canceled elective surgeries, prolonged enormous physical pain, suffering, and further stress and depression. All the while, Navy ships turned into hospitals sent at the request of panicked governors remained virtually empty on both coasts. And yet, some continue to think the nanny state is the answer. And yet today, data suggests the virus is far less deadly than thought.
Okay, I'll just pause here just for a moment, and you'll hear You'll hear Judge Jeanine say a number of things you've heard on this show since the virus appeared. That last was one of them. The virus is much less dangerous than we were told.
The percentage estimates of death are statistically exaggerated. Enough. Inflated numbers. Enough of the lockdown.
Enough of the inflated numbers. Enough of the lockdown. I love you, Judge Jeanine. You've got it.
The Declaration of Independence gives us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Included is the right to survive, live freely, and care for our families.
Now remember, she is a judge. You expect me, you expect my hair to catch on fire on this show. I'm not a judge. I'm not even an attorney. This is a judge whose hair is smoldering right now. It's about to catch on fire. And I love hearing this.
It does not give governors the right to impose nanny states, reduce liberties, and enlarge government power. Now, certainly government has the authority to protect public health during a pandemic, but that power cannot be used to nullify constitutional rights, including the right of peaceful protest when civil liberties are at stake.
Now, you'll notice, of course, I'm preaching to the choir, but all 50 governors vastly exceeded their constitutional powers, their legitimate authority, vastly, some of them mind-bogglingly. But none of them have stayed within the foundations of this republic. And brilliantly, Donald Trump didn't declare any lockdown. He didn't close a single store. He very intelligently engaged in federalism. He left it to the governors to issue appropriate programs for their states. It's brilliant. The Bushes didn't have the brains to do this. Obama, Clinton didn't have the brains to do this or the inclination.
Enough of these small-time politicians using this pandemic to flex their pathetic muscles.
Oh, I love it. Pathetic, small-time.
In order to gain attention.
Oh, even to gain attention. That's how petty they are. What's her face? Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. She wants to be on TV.
Like ticketing citizens for attending drive-in church services on church property in their own cars. Like arresting and handcuffing a father in front of his children for playing catch outdoors? Like prohibiting citizens the right to purchase firearms? Take Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, auditioning to be the woman VP candidate on Democrat Joe Biden's presidential ticket. She issues nonsensical, absurd guidelines, certainly capable of attracting national attention, but laughable were the situation not so deadly serious. Her actions both overbearing, discriminatory, and point-blank unconstitutional. Now, Governor Gretchen says it's okay in her fiefdom, Michigan, to buy alcohol and lottery tickets. She keeps abortion clinics open to get an abortion, but don't you dare even think about going to church. And she must be toking as she decrees from on high that you can buy weed, but you can't buy grass seed or vegetable seed.
She must be toking as she decrees from on high. What a polemicist.
that you're to stay in your home, but don't you dare think about buying paint to fix it up. Gretchen ruled home improvement stores could stay open, but they had to close those aisles and add paint, flooring, and outdoor gardening sections.
Oh, I missed that part. Can you believe that, folks? You have to rope off certain aisles in your store, according to Der Fuhrer Whitmer. Mind-boggling.
And when our Michigan constituents came out of their homes to protest and exercise their civil liberties, she doubles down and she threatens to extend the stay of home orders. Gretchen, your VP audition ain't going so well. Then you have New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. He can't explain why he allowed selling beer, liquor, and weed to remain open as essential businesses, but sought to punish churches and synagogues from providing religious freedom. And in response to Fox News' Tucker Carlson's questions about the Bill of Rights and his interference with religious freedoms, he said, quote, he wasn't thinking about the Bill of Rights and says it's above his pay grade. Above your pay grade? You forgot the Constitution? Did you forget you took an oath to uphold it? No more. Americans won't accept their rights being trampled on. No more of this one-size-fits-all mentality.
The judge is provoked. She's angry, as are we all. And it's a growing fury. And I would tell you what, I'll tell you, the clock's ticking. Ticking, tick-tock, tick-tock for all these politicians. You have, I heard somebody last week, it may have gotten worse, who said 33,000, I haven't checked the math here, but as I'm remembering it, the person was saying 33,000 jobs an hour are being lost. Whoa. That would be what, 500 a minute? 33,000 jobs in an hour. 10 a second? Wow. No, America is fed up. And I don't think these politicians, if they think they can set timetables into May, into June, they're toking. They are toking.
22 million jobs lost so far, and now Washington has run out of money to pay for the small business loan program. Layoffs are the predictable outcome from that one. Americans sheltered in their homes have been patiently watching this unfold, have seen the data and the facts change from day to day. First, there were 2.2 million who were supposed to die in the United States, and then it was a million, then it was 500,000, then 250,000. And supposedly mitigation was already taken into account in those numbers. But the models, folks, are just plain wrong. And today, a potentially lower death rate. And we understand there are still many sick and dying, and density and hotspots are to be treated differently. But what about the rest of us? We want to go back to work, feed our families. And as the governors sit there and pontificate, we are the ones experiencing the reality that for every percentage drop in employment, there are 5,000 to 10,000 deaths occurring.
Let that one sink in. And her numbers, she has hard numbers. She knows what she's talking about. For every percentage point drop in employment,
a timber cracked and men started crying.
Man, we'll be right back
praying and hearts beat fast
right after this break.
Thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth Johns. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come.
Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, I like the way Merle ends that song.
And I will roll and down.
The good times are not over for good. And is the best of the free life even more important than the good times? Is the best of the free life behind us now? Well, everyone listening to this show answers that in the negative. And if you don't, get off this station and stop listening to this show. The best of the free life is not behind us. And Donald Trump is really, well, let's go back to Jeanine Pirro. Here she comes.
No more. Americans won't accept their rights being trampled on. No more of this one-size-fits-all mentality. 22 million jobs lost so far, and now Washington has run out of money to pay for the small business loan program. Layoffs are the predictable outcome from that one. Americans sheltered in their homes have been patiently watching this unfold, have seen the data and the facts change from day to day. First, there were 2.2 million who were supposed to die in the United States, and then it was a million, then it was 500,000, then 250,000. And supposedly, mitigation was already taken into account in those numbers. But the models, folks, are just plain wrong.
Nice. By the way, I was just plain wrong a second ago. If you certainly are entitled to think that the best of the free life may be behind us, because there's been some pretty incredible free life for us, especially those of us that are older. We remember an incredibly free America. So the best of that might be behind us. I certainly can't fault anybody for thinking that's something. Pretty hard to imagine how Donald Trump is going to wreak the miracle of recovering all of that. But the sentiment is there that Merle and all the rest of us, we're ready to fight. As Jeanine Pirro started off this opening statement, we're ready to fight. Here she comes for another. She is only going to this less than two more minutes of genius.
And today, a potentially lower death rate. And we understand there are still many sick and dying, and density and hotspots are to be treated differently. But what about the rest of us? We want to go back to work, feed our families. And as the governors sit there and pontificate, we are the ones experiencing the reality that for every percentage drop in employment, there are 5,000 to 10,000 deaths occurring. Depression, suicide, domestic violence, child abuse, resurgence of alcoholism, drug addiction, loss of hope, battered women locked at home with their abusers, abused children not being identified or protected because they cannot go to school. I'll wear my mask, my gloves, and I'll keep my distance, and I'll do the testing, whether to determine if I have COVID or whether I have the antibody. But don't you even think about tracing or tracking or giving me a card. It ain't happening. Your models are out of control. The economy is out of control. China is the one that's out of control. We're not going to let you destroy this country or our way of life. We've worked too hard and we fought too long to lose it to a Wuhan. That's what I said, a Wuhan virus.
A Wuhan. You tell him, Judge.
That China knew about, openly lied about, said it couldn't be transmitted from human to human, and intentionally protected Chinese citizens from the virus, but allowed that virus to be released, putting the rest of the world at risk. You want to control people? You politicians want to flex your muscles? Well, start working on how you're going to punish, ostracize, alienate, and financially sanction and make China accountable for what they did to us and the rest of the world. But keep your damn hands off us and do something about what got us into this mess in the first place.
Oh, that was it. You heard the whole thing. Here she is.
That's my open. Let me.
Oh, that was 6 minutes. A little bit more of brilliance, courage. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Bad. Donald Big John Trump, John. That is.
Nobody seen.
Hey, we've got a caller from Florida, and he's not in Stuart, Florida. He's Stuart in Florida. Hey, Stuart, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kelso, how's it going? I hate to say this, but I think Trump is a little bit weak on this issue. You know what?
Okay,
he should be doing
now. Carefully. Give me areas where you think he's weak. I'm listening very intently. Go ahead.
Sure. First of all, he should be saying there's no danger, because this is not even as severe as the flu from last year. The numbers haven't even reached halfway from what happened last year. He needs to dispel this whole myth that there's some danger to this and that it's just an ordinary flu with an ordinary cycle. The other thing he needs to do is he should be saying the numbers are being inflated. Okay, so all these high statistics are bogus. And finally, he needs to promote the idea that the approach of a lockdown is the total opposite of what needs to be done. It needs to be, and he should mention the herd immunity. And this would knock out the underpinnings, the whole foundation of this fraud. And that's why I say he's weak. And now, let me just add.
Okay,
I know a lot of people.
Hang on, Stuart. Stuart, these are three really good points. So before you get to your next point, which I want to hear, let me address your opening three points. A, I agree with you on all three completely. And the danger, the American people need to learn this is not the bubonic plague and there is no great danger. Correct. They need to learn the numbers are being padded or inflated, as you say. Correct. And that they need to learn that a lockdown is the exact opposite of what's needed to create. The only thing that can create herd immunity is exposure to the virus.
Right.
And a lockdown prevents that, which guarantees, in the words of Professor Knut Witkowski, you're going to get bored hearing me say that man's name, that guarantees a recurrence of the virus because it hasn't been killed. You're right on all those. But now let me address your point on characterizing the president as being weak on these three points. First of all, I'm engaging in mind reading to some extent here, Stuart. I believe the president agrees with you on all three points and knows the truth of what you just said. The constraint on the president, which you and I do not have, is that if he were to say, well, you know, this flu is not as dangerous as it's been cranked up to be, he would be skewered. And I know, who gives a rat's ass what the media does to the president, but he would be especially skewered and effectively. They would effectively skewer him. That's the important point, if he were to say that. So he's not saying that, and I'll explain in a little more detail why that's very smart. He's not mentioning that the numbers are being inflated. Same logic. But he's communicating that, and I'll explain that in a moment. And then the idea that a lockdown is the worst thing we could do, he understands that now too. And to summarize all three points, you know, the first thing I said about this virus when it came out, I said we're being hosed. And I proposed to you, Stuart, the president now knows he was hosed. He's an incredibly smart guy. So anything you or I can figure out, it's a safe thing to assume, can figure it out at least as quickly. He is a towering world historical genius. The points that you're making are getting made, and Donald Trump is helping these points to come out. For instance, on the third point, that a lockdown is stupid. Notice he just recently tweeted, liberate Michigan, liberate Minnesota, liberate, what was the other state? Virginia. Or was it Wisconsin and Michigan? Wisconsin and Michigan and Virginia. When he says that, he's backing up. When he says liberate these states, these are the states where the citizens are out in the streets telling their governors to go straight to hell and to end the lockdown, and we're not going to take it anymore. The president is backing them up. The left correctly perceives this, that the president is backing up these protests with tweets like that and other messages, plenty of them. So, and he is saying, remember what he said, you can't have a cure that's worse than the disease. That can't be tolerated. Now, that was several weeks ago that you could tell, you could hear it, I know you heard it, you could hear him becoming aware that the cure, this lockdown, which is not recommended by Donald Trump, it's recommended by these frauds, as Dr. Ron Paul characterizes Anthony Fauci. These frauds, he's now aware that these people are bogus doctors. They are con artists. They are nothing but vaccine peddlers and power. He's on to them. So you'd say to yourself, well, why doesn't he just fire Fauci, and the whole thing? It's more, you know, it's like you can only pull on a fishing line so hard, or you know, various other metaphors. He can't. If he did that, fire these people, there would be another firestorm. So here's what he's doing: he's letting little Fauci get up to the microphone as close to it as he can get on his tiptoes. And blather his nonsense. He's letting Birx pose and preen in front of the camera for a few minutes. But then he is doing something magnificent, Stuart. He is spending an hour or more every day on everybody's TV. Everybody's watching the president.
Counsel,
his Twitter account
know,
is now, have, now up to seven.
Excuse me for interrupting.
Well, here's what he's doing. Yeah, go ahead, okay. Stuart. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's just that, you know, I'm kind of at work, so I never know. He knows all this stuff. He probably knows all this stuff. But what I see the problem with Trump is just like with the hearings his first 2 years, and you know, when they were investigating the phony Russiagate stuff, and just like with Hillary Clinton, he kind of lays back and lets other people do it, hoping they'll do it, instead of going after these people, instead of having special prosecutors or the district attorney in Washington or releasing the documents that the House committee needed the first 2 years. Yeah, he knows, but he doesn't move on it. He lets other people do it. Now,
let me address that. That's a new point. And, you know, reasonable men can disagree on this. I respect your view on this, but I disagree. He doesn't lay back and let others do it. He is in a position where he is a, you could say, he's like a fighter pilot. There are occasional stories like this that you hear. He's a single fighter pilot who sees a formation of 30 enemy planes headed his way, and he's going to take them on. There was a story. There's an example. I forget the name of the battle, but there was an American destroyer that the captain was so ballsy, he saw a Japanese fleet, a full Japanese fleet that included aircraft carriers and battleships and cruisers. And it cost him his life, but he ordered the men on his destroyer to charge against the full Japanese fleet. And for a while, the Japanese were stunned. They thought they were facing a full American fleet led by a cruiser. It had to be. He's firing his 5-inch guns at these you know, 16-inch gun Japanese ships. But my point is this: he is being incredibly bold. And what's happening right now? He is the America. Let me make you, I think, happy, Stuart. America, you can see it in all these protests all over the country. What do you see at every one of these protests? Wall-to-wall Trump banners, Trump shirts, Trump hats. These are Trump supporters. They love Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump. And they're with their president. They're saying, damn it, end the lockdowns. Just as Jeanine Pirro was saying just now. And she can do things. She has a little more leeway to say what she just said, and she's with Donald Trump like peas in a pod. So Trump has various outlets for this information. So he is reaching his people. He doesn't need to reach the demon rats and the pukes. They're never going to be reached. It's a waste of breath. But the Trump movement is now forming up, is getting angrier and angrier. And we're going to get rid of these lockdowns. Somebody just told me that South Dakota has gotten rid of their lockdown. It's going to be accelerating very fast.
South Carolina also.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay. Thank you. So it's going to happen very, very fast. It's going to unzip. Now, I'm here in North Dakota. We don't have any reason to have any kind of a lockdown. We're not going to put up with it. And you heard Jeanine Pirro's tone. Remember, Donald Trump listens very – he is, as I said, a pea in a pod with Jeanine Pirro. He said – let me quote her words. She said, keep your damned hands off of us. Because all these liberal pukes, they're seeing this as their moment, their opportunity to get the gun control, get Planned Parenthood better funded, blah, 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 on and on and on. Install their police state. And they're overreaching. They're screwing up wonderfully. They've got at the head of their army, they've got this imbecile Joe Biden. Couldn't get any better for us. And he is screwing up every day on TV. And it gets even better, Stuart. And I know you see this, clearly. The demon rats have taken the side of the red Chinese. Wow. How beautiful can it be? They're going to go into this, and the American people, though, you can hear it. The American people are saying, damn the Chinese, to hell with red China. We don't want anything to do with red China. So Donald Trump, in a way, you're right, but great generals, great leaders do this. He is great speakers do this. He's letting the audience, his audience, begin shouting from the bleachers, and like the locker up chant. He's letting us show our fervor, and then he is going to then say, well, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But I think he's reading it just perfectly. The thing that would be scary, Stuart, for you or for me is if Trump didn't get it. If you and I thought this guy doesn't get it, well, you know, that's panic time for us. But he gets it. He's brilliant and he's ballsy. So as he promised in all those rallies, almost every rally, he said, I will not let you down. And that's more, it's gotten more and more true as time's gone on. There's some tweets he made today where I wish I had it right in front of me right now. But he said, I thought this would get better. I thought the Democrats in a national emergency would get a little better. I was wrong. They've only gotten worse. So he's right there with you, Stuart. And if he were sitting at a table with you right now, the two of you, believe me, the two of you would be right on the same page.
Well, it's a dangerous game because
he's with us.
He's hoping that these governors will feel the pressure. And, you know, we really can't go on too much longer. It's already, as Judge Jeanine pointed out, you know, I mean, people are getting wrecked, and this is going to destroy small businesses, you know. So, you know, it's, right.
But,
you know,
but,
hopefully
but
in the next
chess,
couple of weeks.
The chess pieces, yeah, but you're Bobby Fischer here, and you've got you're going against Kaspersky, and you've got this game figured out. You got Kaspersky. You've thought several moves ahead of him. And if the demon rat governors delay and drag their asses on opening, on letting us go back to work and leave our homes and be Americans, they're going to pay big time. Donald Trump has gotten out ahead of them. He is now, he and all the patriots like you and the rest of everybody in this audience, we're saying open up the damned economy now. We're all saying that. And he's brilliantly left it to the governors so that it's the monkey's not on his back. It's on their backs. And he's giving them a chance to show that they are, in fact, demons and rats. As what do I call her? Dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Gretchen, not an area. Yeah, no, not an area I'm real familiar with. So I had to think of the word for a second, folks. Gretchen Whitmer. who I just see her in those spiky shoes and the tight leather and that severe makeup and the dark red lipstick telling us which aisles we may go down. Can you believe that? She's going to tell you, Stuart, which aisles you
right.
can go down. And if you go down the wrong aisle, we're going to have to hurt you, Stuart.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have to arrest you.
Yeah, let me just make two quick points. One, there was another Witkowski epidemiologist, you know, in Sweden who was interviewed or it's over on 21st Century Wire.
Okay.
He's the numbers on that, 21st Century Wire. You might want to take a look at that. I didn't get a chance to read it.
His name wasn't, it wasn't the Swedish disease head, Tegnell, was it?
Began with a G. I think his name begins with a G.
Gee, okay, I'll look it up. 21st, it's called 21st Century Wire?
Yeah, .com.
Okay. And if you come up with a name, too, you know, and by the way, this is true for all you folks out there. If you want to get a piece of information to me, but you don't want to go on the air, you can call up the 800-313-9443 number and give the information to the board operator, the engineer. These are great engineers. And they'll relay it to me. They'll text it to me. So if you
That's
come up
great.
with that name, you can call the engineer. Yeah. And it's a great way. We've got folks, I'll tell you what, you want to support Republic Broadcasting Network because what John Stadtmiller has created is this is a full-fledged network. It's not a podcast. It's not a shoutcast. This is a real network that's going out over lots of different avenues. For example, we didn't even realize this. TalkStream Live, which is a huge, what do you call it, aggregation of all the best Patriot radio shows. You can listen to any great Patriot radio show at TalkStreamLive.com. You just type that URL in, and up comes a page. Here, I'll do it right now. And we didn't even know this. They've been featuring this show. For how long, we don't know.
Right.
What they do, I'll just tell you how good it is, folks. And this is what, give the credit to John Statmiller. Here we are. I'm looking at their page. And how are we doing? Okay. Right now, nationally, this show, because of you folks, they're measuring you as an audience. And right now, this show is number 19 in the U.S. But we were stunned when we learned this. And right now, this show is ahead. Get this, Stuart. This show is more highly rated on TalkStream Live, which is all the top talk Patriot talk. It's rated ahead of Howie Carr, ahead of Sebastian Gorka, ahead of Larry Elder, ahead of my old classmate Michael Medved, which was not that's not a Patriot radio show. That's a pretend radio show, and ahead of Hugh Hewitt and others. And we're just behind. Look at the company we're keeping here. Number one is Rush Limbaugh. Hey, he earned it. Mark Levin, then Michael Savage, earned it in spades. And Sean Hannity, Dennis Prager. I've actually been on Dennis Prager's show. And so, but you want to support, what I'm trying to say is help republicbroadcasting.org. You can see ways that you can help support it, because we've got to build solid Patriot alternatives to the puke, lamestream media. And interesting, you probably noticed it, Stuart. Lately, the president has been using one of our favorite terms, lamestream, for the mainstream media.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. And, I post all the time on Facebook to people I know.
Yeah, and now, Stuart, you're as Mike Rivero says, you are the quintessential RBN listener and TalkStream Live listener. You're super well informed. You're gutsy. You speak out. I mean, this is the best audience anywhere. And you know, it's an amazing thing as a host, a radio host. It's amazing to take calls from people that are better at just about everything I do than I am.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's the way you want it to be. So, you're spectacular knowledge. Are you up there in the years? Are you a middle-aged guy or what?
Yeah. I'm like 67 going on 37.
Well, see, now that's partial explanation for your brilliance, is that you've been around the track many times. And so you've seen the enemies. Yeah.
Yeah, like what you say, you know, we've seen what it used to be like.
Yeah, exactly, folks. And we've seen the enemy's tricks. We've been fooled, you know, but what's that rock song? We don't get fooled again.
Yeah, that's right. Don't get that? Fooled again. Buffalo Springfield.
No. We don't get fooled again. That's
The Who.
That's the Who. Yeah, not the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
The other Who.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, hey,
let me just say this. I'll get off. Is, you know, we can make lemonade out of lemons, as they say, with this issue.
Beautiful.
Because
yes, beautiful.
In our local areas, we must never let people forget how we've been lied to by the globalist regime and bureaucracy, and by the medical establishment, that this was a total hoax. They caused unnecessary pain and suffering, and this can help undermine the whole globalist regime that's the parasite on this country.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, if you read the left, or, you know, like just listen to them for as many minutes as you can stand on CNN. I'll tell you what, folks, pick your metaphor. They're sweating bullets or they're pissing in their boots. They are scared because they realize the truth of what Stuart just said. This is a beautiful, better than anything we've ever had in our lives, chance to expose the globalist lie and to completely turn their criminality inside out so the public can see it. And I'll tell you something else. You talk about turning lemons into lemonade. Here's one of those lemons. You at first blush, you would say, oh, the hit that our economy is taking is lethal. This is horrible. Trillions and trillions of dollars, trillions of debt piled on future generations. It couldn't get worse. Well, let me give you a counterintuitive thought, folks. I have said, even before I was aware how great Donald Trump is, in many ways, folks, this is counterintuitive, our extraordinary affluence in America has been a curse for two reasons. One, it made us think, hey, what's the big deal? What's the excitement about the immigrants? We're fine here. We can handle that. We're a very rich country. We can share. Okay, that's no, we can't, folks. But if you're rich enough, you can entertain that delusion. And the other curse that our affluence has brought us is this. It's like honey. It's what brings all these third worlders. They look at the wealth that we have, and their eyes bug out, and they all want to come here. That's why nations that are poorer than we, you think, well, Hungary, Poland, these nations are poorer than we are, so they're less well off than we are. No, actually, interestingly enough, the reason that Hungary and Poland are not being invaded the way we are is that, well, their economies are not that hot, and they aren't that wealthy. So when an invader comes into town in Hungary or Poland and tries to steal a job away from a Hungarian or a Pole, guess what? He's asking for a knuckle sandwich. They get disturbed and they get angry there. So here's what I'm saying. Here's the lemonade here, Stuart, that if our economy takes a real hit, that may be the wake up that shakes us like the cold water splashed on us to get out of this delusion and restore our national sovereignty. Hey, Stuart, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, Rush Kelso.
Thank you. Call again soon. We'll be right back, folks.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.